Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horton. We are continuing our conversation with Wally and Barbara Rendell. Man, they have served in many forms of ministry in Central Kentucky, a lot as lead pastors at churches, but they have planted churches, they have helped missionaries all throughout Central Kentucky, actually the world, on staff at Cincinnati Christian University. And we talked yesterday in our first program with them about a great ministry that Barbara started called Scatter Joy, and how they provided a lot of hope for some really borderline desperate needs in Jessamine County. And so if you missed that program yesterday, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check out that 14-minute program and hear about this wonderful ministry that Barbara started in Jessamine County that is still continuing to this day, providing hope for the less fortunate in Jessamine County. Well, Barbara, I want to talk to you also about something else that you did. You shared about your heart to serve and evangelize, and something else that you started was called Bridges. Talk to us about that.
Bridges, I actually did the first event with the church where Wally was, formerly at Southern Acres Christian Church. And again, it came from my heart for serving people. And we decided, okay, how do you get more people into this? How do you get, I know that, you know, Northeast has had a number of things when you were there, of reaching out to community service things. And Lighthouse Ministry, I think, was one of them. Mm-hmm. And but while we were there at Southern Acres, I wanted to involve the people so they kind of learn and get a desire and really find joy in serving people. And so we started with, and I decided to call it Bridges. And we began by going around to first people in the church, the widows, people, single parents, people like that. We wanted to make sure they were taken care of first. So anybody who had needs such as painting, repairs on their house, yard work, window cleaning, all kinds of things like that that had to do with maybe around their home. And we began soliciting, actually, their jobs of what they needed, and we made sign-up sheets. And but we knew that was not enough projects for. I wanted to see if we can get as many people in the church as possible involved, no matter what age they were. If they were babies, would figure out something for little ones, that if they were walking or crawling or whatever. And so for those people, we arranged projects where they'd be taken over to the nursing home to serve. And their way of serving was simply adults taking those children and just walk around with them and talk to residents. So we had simple things, but we also had some very hard manual things. And actually, one project that we began doing along about that time was building in a habitat house. So that was a much larger project. But we did a two-day event type thing where we also went to businesses. We went to Hope Center. We went to the Assurance, their facilities, and we served in with their buildings, their construction, whatever they needed. We did things at those places as well as the individual homes. And sometimes people would say, my neighbor needs. They need a wheelchair ramp. They need all kinds of things like that. So sometimes it was hauling off junk, you know. And so it was a whole lot of different type things. Well, we did that for probably a couple years there. Well, then we went to serve, Wally and I did, at Cincinnati Christian University. And I thought, well, now how do we get those people into where these students, when they leave college and they're in ministries out here, or they're just simply serving in churches? And so how do we get them to get this joy in serving others and give them an opportunity? So we built a habitat house within a block of the campus. We found a piece of property and worked with Habitat and did one there with the students and faculty and staff. And So then after we left there and we came to Jessamine, I thought, well, why not do it here? Once Wally was officially hired as the pastor at Jessamine Christian, we began right away putting the first one together down there. And we did it we set it up very similarly mm-hmm. as we had at Southern Acres. And so I guess what I would like to encourage people to do is just do something. That happened to be my idea, you know, and I know there's other people that have done something similar. But even if you can't organize a big event, do something. I believe I'm correct that at Southern Acres, it was a little bit larger at that time than Jessamine. But I believe we involved a little over 500 people in those 2 days at serving the community and serving mm-hmm. others. At Jessamine, we had, I think it was around 350 the first year. People were very excited, which that in proportion was probably bigger than at Southern Acres.
Yeah.
And so they immediately started in saying, when are we doing another one? And I thought, yeah, it's the organization and the getting all these projects together that's the hardest part, really. Getting people to want to serve. It seems to me like in any community, any church, if you have a church of 50 and you can get 28 of them going out serving, it will only enhance your ministry of the church. And I think about the people that they not only need to serve, but the needs that you're covering when you go out. And so it costs very, very little to do.
Yeah.
Because it's mostly manpower. And, you know, I think bought a few paper rolls of paper towels and Windex.
Some trash bags maybe, but nothing major.
And everybody brought their own. We also went down to like Bluegrass Christian Camp and worked down there during those days. Down at Christian Student Fellowship on UK mm-hmm. campus, we did there. So there's lots of places that have needs that are nonprofits. All God's Children was another one down in Jessamine County.
Yeah.
So we basically didn't spend the day doing things at our own church.
Yeah,
meaning we didn't do things on our building.
Well, you know, you said Bridges, it's an event to serve our community, and that's what you were doing, whether it was Southern Acres or Jessamine or Cincinnati Christian University. Yeah. Wally, let me ask you, I believe I heard you say one time in a sermon, you know, a good definition of joy is Jesus, others, and yourself. And, this Bridges is a great example of that,
isn't it? Right, and I think that's what this Bridges is. I love the name because the whole idea was how do we build a bridge from the church into the community that becomes a bridge over which people sometimes will want to come to the church. And like Barbara said, this was a 1 or a 2 day event, generally on a Friday night and a Saturday, and enlisting people, organizing. And of course, this doesn't happen unless you've got a leader.
Yes.
And that's where Barbara comes in. She has the gifts of leadership and organization. It takes an enormous amount of work. You just can't say we're going to have a great day of service. Now you all show up and we're going to go do something. I mean, it is a huge undertaking. But when people come together, 200, 300, 400 people at a given time, they pray together, then they invade the community in the name of Jesus. It's what I call turning the church inside out. Yeah. You know, God never told the world to go to church. He said for the church to go to the world. Mm-hmm. So this is the way you turn the church inside out. And people want to serve. They just don't know where or how. And so this was what Bridges was. I think, Barbara, it would be interesting if you'd tell them about what happened when we sent people down to the jail just to pray and take cupcakes down to the Jessamine County Jail. And what came of that event?
Yeah, well, some of the things that we did go and we're able to get into the school properties, not inside the buildings on a Saturday, but we were able to do yard work and some shrub and flower work, that sort of thing.
Landscaping type stuff.
Yes, yes. But also, I said, I want to go to the every one of our people that serve this community, like our police stations, our firemen. And so we did things at each of these stations. Then I said, one of the things I want, maybe you will not be able to do manual labor, but you can get in a car. And we'll have carloads go to each of these places, and you simply pray over these children that are going to be in these schools. You pray over those firemen, those policemen. And one thing I want is to go down to the jail. And I don't suppose we'll be able to go in and really get to meet with the people, the incarcerated. But surely we can go and just pray outside the building. And so it happened that one of the volunteers had been in prison ministry. And her name is Barbara Burton. And Wally may have mentioned her when he was on before. But she said, I want to do more than pray outside the building. I'm going to get a hold of John Sally and see if we can go in and do something, present the gospel somehow. And so she did. And he said, yes. And we've been doing it ever since. And that has been over 3 years now. Well, just about 4 years, I guess this September is when we did our first bridges, and she went down there along with a couple of more ladies. They took homemade goodies and presented the gospel. And I believe we had five the first time that they first weekend. And that was part of Bridges. We won people to Christ that first weekend. Talk about giving hope. Amen. To that jail.
Yes.
Well, we have had now, I believe, about 350.
Well, it's actually at 500, Barbara.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So exactly. It has really grown.
Wow.
It is incredible. Like she said, Barbara Burton has a great heart for ministry. And she goes every other Saturday with some other folk from the church. And anybody wants to come down, men come one time, and then the women come.
They just share
a gospel message. And does anybody here want to give their life to Christ? And then tell them about where they are baptized.
Well, they actually have to present it more than one time because they're only allowed like about 25 in the room at a time. So they have to make their presentation more than one time on Saturday mornings. But then they actually they're not allowed to bring them in the shackles, and because they have handcuffs and leg shackles on, and of course their jumpsuits, but they can't bring them out because of the crowd on Sunday mornings. But she brings them back, or she brings the jailers, the sheriff's department brings them on Wednesdays. And that's when we do the baptisms at Jessamine Christian Church.
Nice.
And so that ministry has been going on now these few years, and that many people have been baptized through that ministry.
500?
Yeah, it's incredible. But they don't have a
I guess they reached 500 this year.
At the jail, so they bring them over to the church. And the gospel is not chained. And so the gospel is preached. They bring them over to church, take their handcuffs off, take their leg shackles off, and we baptize them into Christ. Now then, we need a new jail in Jessamine County. We're having trouble getting that. John Sally, jailer, is a member of Jessamine Christian Church. He's a great man, having trouble getting the jail. We need a new jail in Jessamine County. And one of the things we want to do is put a chapel in it and a baptistry in it. But until then, they're brought over to the church and they're baptized.
And it's working.
That all came out of Bridges.
I love it. Wow, we're out of time again. Time flies. We're having fun. But man, stay with us. Barbara and Wally Rendell are going to continue with us, sharing how they have been able to spread hope all throughout Central Kentucky. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.